It's a home away from home, a place to come when home life has a formidable set of challenges that keeps a young person from finding hope for the future. Its century-old story is today's American countryside, brought to you by AgroLiquid. Their logo is new and their name is a lot easier to say, but at their core, they're still the same family business committed to providing the best crop nutrients available. Visit agroliquid.com.
Every successful grower knows that the best crops need strong roots, and that means they need Radiate Plant Growth Regulator. Regulate features two powerful active ingredients that help young crops quickly develop the longer, healthier roots they need for more nutrient uptake, early vigor, and stress resistance. Applied either foliar or in furrow, Radiate makes all the difference for a wide variety of crops. So get the roots your crops need by getting Radiate first. See your CPS dealer today.
Hi everybody, Chip Flory here, inviting you on an agricultural tour of Oregon, July 27th to August 3rd. We'll explore beautiful Oregon Garden, take a scenic marine discovery cruise along the breathtaking coastline, and enjoy a buggy ride at Oregon Dunes. Agricultural highlights include the Hood River Fruit Region, a winery, and Martin Family Farms Dairy. All airfare, hotels, and more are included. For a free brochure, call Holiday Vacations at 1-800-826-2266.
It was about a century ago that Father Flanagan established Boys Town near Omaha. In the beginning, he helped boys who either had no family or were not able to stay with their families due to a variety of challenges.
When Father Flanagan founded Boys Town in 1917, he envisioned children would only be here a very short time, just a few months. Into the 40s and 50s, it evolved into a long-term placement program. Children would stay for 4 or 5 years. In 1975, we went back to Father Flanagan's original plans.
So today, boys and girls will average staying here about 18 months before they go back to their homes and families. Tom Lynch says dormitory living was also changed in the 1970s for something far better.
Today our children live in family homes, and in our village we have around 60 homes where a married couple called family teachers live with 6 to 8 children in the home, and they're all mixed by race, age, and religion, and they live as one large family.
Today Boys Town has grown to accomplish more than even Flanagan's great dreams for the place.
When Father Flanagan passed away in 1948, some people assumed Boys Town would close because we've never been part of any religious group or government agency, but luckily we've had good directors that have carried on Father Flanagan's mission, and in the 1980s, programs were begun across the United States. So today we have sites in around 11 locations from New York to California, helping children and treating families.
Boys Town remains a model for other similar organizations around the world. And Tom reminds folks they can come here to learn more about the story.
We have a museum in our village, which is an award-winning museum that was designed for us with the help of the Smithsonian. We also have Father Flanagan's historic home that's open, and we have a visitor center, so our village is open year-round for visitors to come.
Next time, we see the highlights and the challenges of coaching and teaching here as we travel the countryside in Boys Town, Nebraska. I'm Andrew McRae.